This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated, insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
BSL. Hey there, live from Jump's Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on here. Great to have you along. We're talking to our live television audience on YouTube America and Biz TV. Did we mention Apple TV and Roku and Amazon Fire and all that stuff? You can find us anywhere at this thing. We're inefficient in about 30 places.
That's right.
We're hard to avoid, is what we're saying. Our radio audience picks us up. You know why we pick up a radio audience? You know, our TV audience, I get emails all the time. Why do you guys do the open twice?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because TV starts at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And radio starts at 5 minutes after. Because they have to have news and traffic.
Commercials,
yeah,
stuff
right?
like that.
So you ever ride in the car and they end the song, and all of a sudden there's commercials and news and traffic?
Yeah. That's now we're all one big family, radio and TV. Right. That's why I picked this time to let you know I had my DNA checked, and I'm 1/244th penguin. I don't know how this happened. I think it's in me somewhere. That's my fear of flying comes from that.
Did I understand from the news stories that we're all Native American now?
And how?
Yeah. Wow.
Wait a minute. Wow. You guys, would you stop it? That's my native tongue. Jesus. Hey, I'm an Atlanta fan,
too. Remember they did at the Atlanta games, and now you can't do that anymore?
Really? They don't allow that?
No. Well,
they're
they allow
sneaking it.
It
in.
The other thing, too, is...
They don't encourage it.
And we're going to talk to James Hurston tomorrow, but there was also a poll coming out. Yep. This is a majority of people in this country... are against political correctness now. They think it's the wussification of the country, right?
Just a dime.
Not really, you're a day early. Hey, listen, we've been talking about the blockchain for quite a while now, and we got a chance to meet a gentleman by the name of Doug Davis, who's the CEO of a company called Gopher Protocol. And they are, the best I can describe them is that they are a technology company. But they're a technology company that designs hardware and software, but they're also intersecting with
the blockchain thing,
which is why I have them here because I can't.
Thanks for muddying that one up.
Well, no, honestly, you guys are on the cutting edge of technology, software, and the blockchain.
We hope.
Well, I think you are. So, Doug, welcome to the program again. So for the people that we picked up a couple new radio audiences and TV networks, tell us about what you guys do exactly from the start.
Okay, so Gopher is a software and chip company that makes what we call enabling technology so other people can put it in their solutions. And we make the blockchain work better, and we'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. We make systems work better. We track things. We enable people to communicate more efficiently, more securely, less expensively.
Is there a cloud involved?
Well,
it's got to be a cloud.
You know, it's funny. If we're going to talk blockchain, one of the things that we have to do is obviously state what is the blockchain very simply.
Yeah, yes. I would
like
say...
When cloud started,
a person is going to explain the blockchain.
I'm writing this down.
I don't know that I've got it right, but remember when cloud started and people were like, what's cloud?
We had a guest just like you standing in a different studio, standing right there, explaining to us, what's this cloud thing?
Right.
And then we discovered sort of that was sort of, by the way.
So the simple thing is everything you keep on your computer, now you're storing on somebody else's computer. That's the cloud.
Ta-da. Okay.
All right, so what's blockchain?
Okay.
Blockchain is, it's basically a ledger, like an account book, you know, good things, bad things. And what you're doing is you're electronically locking down information so it can't be changed.
Wow.
So instead of keeping accounting books or running stuff in QuickBooks Online, you're putting it into the blockchain and it can never be changed again.
Russ, it's sort of like those pictures you have that you try to erase.
Yes! I thought she was
it's
gone!
It's in the blockchain forever.
You basically started the blockchain when you cut your last girlfriend.
An important question. Who can access this blockchain?
Well, we all can, right?
Well, one could if one had the logins and passwords and security protocols for that part of the blockchain you should have access to.
So if I need to prove I did something, I can unlock the blockchain I have access to
it. Actually, you don't need to unlock
it. Is what I'm saying.
Because there's miners, well, at least in the Coinbase, or the
children?
The crypto coin, there's miners that will verify transactions. But this is all about verification of transactions. It's almost all about taking the middleman out of almost every transaction there is, right?
Right. So it's speeding up and take care of the middleman. You know, the whole cryptocurrency industry is all about getting rid of the banks and getting all the people who make money off your money and cause delays for things to be transacted between people.
Yeah.
The blockchain is the same way with information. It's just basically a very fast, secure way of keeping information available around the world.
And getting faster.
and getting much faster.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we're trying to do, and other companies, is to make technology that makes the blockchain instantaneously responsive. You're able to track it from locations where you don't have cell towers, all that kind of stuff.
You know, I hear, and I've read, there was an article, I just pulled this up, and it was, I forget, was I think it was New York Times, it might have been Wall Street Journal, that the U.S. is losing out on the rest of the world on blockchain because we're just behind the curve, and you guys are out there to sort of fix that. The rest of the world has adopted this blockchain idea, just like the rest of the world adopted the cloud before we did it as well. Is that accurate in your opinion?
Yeah. It's for us guys in the technology industry, it's become apparent over the years, the decades, that you know people innovate in Asia and Europe and adopt first, but America's the big market. So when we adopt it, it becomes a standard.
Yeah.
So we are at that point with the blockchain.
So talk about your, by the way, Gopher Protocol is the name of the company. They are publicly traded on the stock symbol GOPH. And you can go to gopherprotocol.com is their website here. But the other piece of this thing is you guys are unique in a couple different places in this space. Talk about what makes you guys unique in that space specifically.
Sure. Okay. So if you look at blockchain alone, the ability to move information around is critical. And information's only getting bigger every day. And networks aren't getting bigger at the same rate as data. Data's increasing hugely. So if you can take a technology like Gopher or somebody else's that takes the data and provides a network where it can be all places at all times, very fast, and you enable people to bring information into the blockchain through the system, and you put a huge security layer on it so you can't get busted.
That's a big one.
You guys have seen stories about how people had cryptocurrency stolen because somebody hacked their phone.
Right. Yeah, right. And then it was gone.
Right.
And
it
zip,
was gone.
Zip, password in, out, boom, money gone.
$22 million here, you know, soon you're starting to talk real money.
Yes.
Right. So what we're trying to do is provide a security layer in this information where you can't do that.
You know, one of the interesting things is that, you know, we always talk about accounting when we talk about blockchain. We talk about ledgers, transactions. You know, I gave you a dollar, you gave me a potato. You know, that
and
was
here it is, documented.
And it's documented. But it's also going to affect a number of other things. I'm assuming it's going to affect the way we buy houses. It's going to affect the way we buy stocks, cars. But what about advertising and marketing? What about human resources? I mean, is blockchain going to get involved in all the corners of our universe just like the cloud did, in your opinion?
I do. You know, you want to make it so it's not big brother and intrusive.
Right.
But on the other hand, you want to make everything really efficient. So now you'll see digital marketing platforms out there.
And by the way, it's what we're talking about is avoiding click fraud, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what this is. This is about avoiding fraud. When you talk about advertising and marketing, you know, I just got a... So I got a... they renewed my American Express card, okay? And suddenly I get an email from American Express saying that... And because we have Steve J.J. Wiseman, the scam man, on with us every week, you know, he teaches me to look for... When you get an email that you think's from somebody official, look for typos. So the first thing I see is like three typos. But interestingly enough, that's just the email world. But there's click fraud going all over the universe right now where you are thinking that you're buying a set of golf clubs and you're never going to see it again.
Uh-oh.
And by the way, they keep dinging your account every month and they can't stop it type thing. That's one of the things that blockchain can avoid, correct?
Correct. Hmm. And, you know, who among us has not received a call from, quote, Microsoft saying that they need the address of our computer so they can fix it? This is going to stop all of that.
By the way, what's interesting about this is it all leads down at the end here to cybersecurity, which is something that was really popular for us to talk about a couple of years ago, starting with the Target hack in 2011. And if you think in terms of the convenience part of blockchain, which is the accounting side of it, and the way that we're going to probably end up saving money because we're not going to be playing brokers anymore, which causes a whole other conversation on what happens to that portion of the economy.
Yes.
But the information technology, which is your bailiwick personally, and the cybersecurity, you know, there's a lot of highly publicized data breaches that we hear on Yahoo and Equifax, as I mentioned, Target. Companies of all sizes are increasing their cybersecurity budget. Is blockchain going to get into that corner of the world, and how could it help in your opinion? Because I keep on hearing whispers of that, but I haven't been able to connect the dots on that thing.
So if you think simply about data, there's really data at rest. It's sitting on a computer somewhere, and there's data in flight. It's in a network going from point to point. So blockchain will help fix the data at rest.
Okay.
You try and hit something on a server somewhere, you don't have the tools to decipher the blockchain, you're done.
Yeah.
Data,
which adds just another layer for cybersecurity, right?
Right. So if you can create a secure edge, as they call it, mm-hmm. like a firewall in the old days, behind that you'll be
like
safe.
A moat.
A firewall in the old days.
Or a
moat in the older days.
Even
moat.
Older days.
Indeed.
Yes.
Sir Knight.
Yes, that's right. By the way, the name of the company is Gopher Protocol. His name is Doug Davis. He's the CEO of the company, and they are publicly traded under the stock symbol GOPH. When we come back, I want to talk about, you talk about enabling technology, right? I think that scares many of us who own millennials. But the rest of us, I think there's a way for, there's a way it's going to change the world. And I think part of that thing is your insight chip that we have to talk about. Huh. I want to spend a little bit of time on that. You can go to gopherprotocol.com and check out the website. I wish you would, because there's lots of great stuff in there. If you drill down on that stuff, you can talk about the communication technology and the blockchain technology. We're going to talk about enabling technology here in a second. His name is Doug Davis. He's the CEO of Gopher Protocol.
And I am Sir Russell.
Are you still doing Bitcoin, boy? Have you checked out your cryptocurrency?
Yes, and I have a very dirty joke I'm going to tell while you're watching commercials.
Okay.
This is Fisher Douglas.
Big show. See you in a minute.
Wow, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like?
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Oh my gosh, can you name the album?
This one? Steel Breeze or something?
Nope, Self Degrees. Look at Doug Davis. 1976 called. They want their high school graduate back. Doug Davis is the CEO of Gopher Protocol. He's in studio today. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk to Wayne Harding from Two Rivers Water and Farming. You know how we've been talking about this water project, this water sort of topic?
Yeah.
With Riggs Eckleberry?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is right in that line. So we'll talk about that. And then your favorite guest, your sponsor.
Really?
EVO Labs.
Nice.
Yeah, the cannabis side. It's all business today. You know, we have no authors, no grab ass, none of that fun. No cooking shows. Just it's all CEOs.
No grab ass. That's our motto, isn't it?
Not really. It's actually the opposite of that. Doug Davis in studio. Doug, we talked about before the break. And by the way, if you're listening to us on the radio, since you can't see the website, I want you to go to gopherprotocol.com. But we talked about enabling technology. So when you hear about that I'm assuming that means assisting other technologies, right?
Right.
Talk about it.
Huh. So let's take a couple of simple examples. Let's take a drone.
Okay.
Lots of people like drones as a hobby
Love
tool.
Them.
Commercial drones are being used for mining exploration, for agriculture. All of those drones are controlled by a local radio, and they can't go over the horizon.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So what the type of technology
because,
the gopher's
doing. Because radio's point to point, right?
Right, right.
You've
right.
been on it for 50
I was,
years.
I was just figuring okay. that one out. Right. Okay, yeah.
So if you installed a chip like ours into right. a drone, it would become a smart drone. And what it could do is it could learn to come in for refueling when it needs it. It could learn to go anywhere and know from the weather patterns when it's going to run out of fuel, when it needs to come back.
Wow.
It becomes a smart drone.
Yeah.
Okay, another example. Everybody in the world is building robots for consumers, for commercial purposes, etc. Mm-hmm. You need to track the robot, and you need to have a way to have real-time communication to it. That's what this stuff
is. Oh, you see back of a milk carton, some robot that's been missing. Have you seen this?
Sponsored by.
Got aluminum-looking arms. Runs kind of awkwardly.
It's clear you guys have different segments of this business. How do you bifurcate that stuff? Because unless the blockchain is somehow intersected, Is there an intersection between enabling technology and blockchain?
Yeah, if you take each sort of segment we've talked about robotics, we've talked about drones, all of those have layers underneath it. I mean, we're all used to a computer having an operating system and processors. So what you're doing with the blockchain is you're putting a layer in there to make the data secure inside these vertical markets. And then if you use Gopher's layer coming out now, that will make it all more efficient and secure.
Mm-hmm. Here's one of the things that we have to talk about is that you talked about, you just mentioned chips and stuff. That's really what makes you guys unique in your space, right? There's a thing I was talking to, a business yesterday about their unique selling proposition. What's the tiebreaker? What makes you bigger, better, faster, stronger,
different.
Cheaper, whatever? And I think a lot of businesses forget about that. You guys have a real distinct, unique selling proposition. What makes you guys unique in your spaces that you guys occupy?
So, in one word, Danny, our CTO, guy, you know, laid out the Intel Pentium Pro for Intel. He was an architect on the Xbox. He's done lots of work for Qualcomm. Danny has designed a chip that will be ultimately secure and with the software layers on it, be very useful.
Gosh.
So, you know, at some point, somebody could design a similar chip, but the intelligence he's put on it makes it unique.
So and one of the things you talked about, which I think we have to talk, we don't have a whole lot of time, but we've got a few minutes to talk about it. And you've mentioned this before when you were on the air with us. And by the way, his name is Doug Davis. The name of the company is Gopher Protocol. He's talking about mesh networks. Have you heard? Okay, Russ, first of all.
Mesh network. That's a group of ladies out in Vegas. They get together every so often, and their stockings are just out of this world. Mesh network.
Mesh network, yeah. You are fantastic at that, by the way.
What's that?
I just don't know if I've ever seen anybody can do that, like BS like you can.
Thank you.
What's the real answer to mesh networks?
I don't know. I kind of like to
Attaboy, Sir Doug.
Okay, change in direction for the company.
Yeah.
No. A mesh network is simply a network where all the points are equal, and it's spread out all over the place. So it's like a mesh. A sieve or something like that.
And all connected.
All connected.
Yeah.
So the more points you put out there, the better the network.
Right.
So... Which brings us full circle back to the talk or back to the conversation about cybersecurity and blockchain. Has anyone? I've not even heard of anyone other than you guys actually broach the topic of cybersecurity, other than in blockchain, other than in the accounting principles. Because you're a technology background, is that something you guys want to focus on? Because if you think in terms of all of this stuff and all this bitchin' technology that we have and all the fantastic things we can do, you know, with digital advertising and social media and getting the word out and also advancing our causes, and I can move money around with my phone and I can call my daughter at the same time while I'm buying a plane ticket, that all causes one big problem, is that anybody could steal anything I'm doing at any time,
right. Regardless
how many layers of passwords. How do you guys plan on intersecting cybersecurity, blockchain, chips, robotics, and everything? Is there a secret sauce there?
It's a little bit of just designing it in. So let's take your example that you're on the phone doing multiple things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If you had a SIM card Gopher chip in there, for example,
okay.
like we're developing,
okay.
at that point you could talk to your daughter, you could be doing all your online stuff mm-hmm. without using the Verizon or AT&T network that you would normally be linked to that is vulnerable to mm-hmm. cybersecurity mm-hmm. hacks, and you would be using something that's incredibly protected and all your transactions backed up by the blockchain mm-hmm. to do everything.
Around the wall.
Yeah. Are you even concerned? Are you even concerned about here's Russ. Russ went to a wedding in Russia this year. First thing he does is sits in the lobby and opens up his computer and says, "Hey, what's the Wi-Fi password?" And what happened, Russ?
Huh?
Are you still paying the extortion for you to get your stuff back?
A lot of people, I'm going to use this clip. If you're watching and you got an email from me, that wasn't me in the video. Okay. So that's all that happened.
Doug, thanks so much. Once again, you'll hear a lot from Doug. He'll be back with us next week. Doug Davis, Gopher Protocol. Their stock symbol, GOPH. GopherProtocol.com. Everything you need to know about technology and the blockchain and cryptocurrency and cybersecurity. All right, coming up next, I have no idea, but it'll be good.
Like this year. Whoa!
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. We're in 110 million TV homes on U2 America and Biz TV. We're also in 150 radio stations on Biz Talk Radio Network and iHeartRadio, as well as American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Good catch. Also by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Russ.
Yeah, I hear you.
Your voice sounds gravelly. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. How about Starbucks coffee? They have a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor, Rusty.
Did you say bolder?
I said bolder. Also, Bloomin' Brands is a sponsor. They own all these restaurants that you go to often, like Roy's Restaurant and Fleming Steakhouse or Outback Steakhouse. I love when we did that appearance about 5 years ago at the Outback in, what was that city?
I think it was just under Boulder.
No, it was Little Rock.
Thank you.
Origin Claire, breakthrough water cleanup technology. Our latest sponsor, Cholesterade. No, Cholesterade was made by the guy who created Gatorade, Dr. Robert Cade. The late Dr. Robert Cade, who created Gatorade. So he created Cholesterade, and in an 8-week study performed by his participants, they achieved amazing results. They lowered their total cholesterol by almost 18%. They lowered their bad cholesterol, that's the LDL cholesterol, by 21%, and they lowered their triglycerides by 50%. Thank you, Cholesterade! Lower cholesterol naturally. Thank you, friends. It's a big deal.
Down. Down. Down.
So, one of my favorite things we get to do in the program is interview CEOs of public companies, because how often do you actually get to, call up on the phone and say, hey,
CEO, call me.
No, you can't. And the interesting part about it is it's not really about anything other than uncovering what it's like to be a CEO of a public company. Wayne Harding is the CEO of a company called Two Rivers Water and Farming, which says it all. All right?
Let me see
Two Rivers
this.
Water and Farming. And if you want to look at it on the website, if you're a radio audience member, tworiverswater.com, tworiverswater.com. But Wayne joins us via Skype. They have a stock symbol, TURV. And they've got a water business model suitable for dry parts of the country, much like, well, where we're broadcasting from here in Southern California. Wayne, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Hey, talk to us, for people obviously in our television network and radio network who haven't seen you before, what is Two Rivers Water and Farming? What is your actual business model?
Well, Two Rivers Water and Farming believes in the long-term value of water. Water needs to be managed properly, and we have certain water rights within a 1,500 square mile basin in the Front Range of Colorado, which we're in the process of rehabilitating and making it better, including raising capital to be able to do that through debt equity, joint venture partners, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting is if you think in terms of water, you know, there's a saying, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And part of your, in fact, guys, bring up the website for us just for a second. The front page, because the front page of your website says that you operate a water business model suitable for arid regions in the southwest United States. That's the rest of us living in the desert over here in Southern California. You're really fulfilling a natural mandate that I don't think anybody else has. Talk about what makes you guys unique and why water. I'm assuming I know the answer, but talk to us about that.
Well, let's go first with why water. That's probably the easy part. It's probably one of our most precious assets. I guess the only other asset that's more precious is air. And we believe that at Two Rivers that, you know, it's important for us to manage water. In fact, globally as a society, I think we've done a pretty bad job doing that. Case in point, your neck of the woods, California, but Northern California, I know, is a little bit different than Southern California, where, remember, in 2016, you had all this snow and all this rain and all this water coming rushing down the Sierra Nevadas, and was only about 5% of that water was captured and used properly. The rest just kind of either busted through dams or ran right into the Pacific Ocean. And hasn't been until 1970 that California has done anything in terms of improving their water infrastructure. And we intend to do that in the Front Range of Colorado, improve the infrastructure that we have, the water infrastructure that we have, for the benefit of our community and also the shareholders and stakeholders that we have.
So when you talk about rebuilding a water infrastructure, tell us, what does that look like? Because I have to tell you here, as a talk radio guy in Southern California for 22 years, and Russ and I are lifelong residents here in San Diego, it's been, and by the way, if you're watching us in New York City, or you're listening to us in Dallas, Texas on the radio, we're living, you know, San Diego seems like a paradise, but water is the biggest problem that we have.
Because we're high desert here.
Yeah, because we have to ship it in. When you talk about rebuilding infrastructure, what does that mean exactly?
So take a look at our assets. One of the assets we have is called the Cochara Reservoir Number 5, and it's the largest privately held on-stream reservoir in Colorado, and we own that reservoir. It was built in three different successive states back in 1910 to 1920. It needs to be essentially taken down and a new dam put into place.
Wow. So that's not easy.
No, it's not easy. actually, if you look at some of the other dam and water projects throughout even the United States, but Colorado, it takes 20 years to build and multiple millions of dollars. Well, this is going to take probably $30, $35 million rebuild. It's going to be fast-tracked because it's grandfathered into a lot of the different EPA and all these other federal regulations. So we're ready to, once the capital is in place, we're ready to mobilize and hopefully have a dam working for everybody within 2 to 3 years after that.
Wayne Harding is our guest. He's the CEO of Two Rivers Water and Farming. You can go to tworiverswater.com, but it's the number 2riverswater.com. Is this something that you can duplicate in other parts of the country? Because obviously, and globally? Because if you can figure it out there, I'm sure you can figure it out elsewhere, unless you have proof of concept, correct?
Absolutely. So we think that, as we mentioned before, water is really, there's water out there, but it's really being mismanaged. You read The Economist magazine, and they have about the same stance. So we're just maybe in our own little microcosm, but once we become successful with that, we have the right joint venture partners, we definitely can expand through not only Colorado, but throughout the world, helping manage water properly.
Yeah, which obviously that makes you different than any other company sort of in your space. Are you guys strategically located in Colorado, or is that just based on, I mean, could you have done this had you been based in, you know, Austin, Texas or something like that? Or do you sort of have to be in that sort of a space to get that proof of concept to start?
I think maybe a serendipity a little bit that we started in Colorado. We were looking for the next big thing in 2009, 2010. We thought water was going to be where it's at. And Colorado is pretty unique. And here's a little trivia question for you to use in the next cocktail party.
All right.
So what's the only state in the continental United States that has only major rivers running out and nothing running in?
Tell us.
Colorado.
No kidding.
You have to say the continental United States because Alaska and Hawaii qualify that for that too.
Yeah, they're out.
Out of the equation. So, you know, we have, 40 some odd peaks, 14,000 feet above. Yeah. We have all the rivers running out. And so this is a great place to really start manage the water. If you're in Austin, Texas,
yeah, obviously,
you don't have that kind of that opportunity. Hey. Our 1,500 square mile basin, sorry, but let me just finish. Our 1,500 square mile basin is a natural funnel right down to the Arkansas River. We go from 14,000 feet all the way down to 4,500 feet. It's like whoosh. We just need to capture it. We need to manage it.
And well, a raft.
And that's what they're doing.
Come on, let's take a raft ride on this bad boy.
You want to go up to Colorado?
Woo!
Hey, by the way, do you know what else is in Colorado?
I do.
Do you know what else is in Colorado?
I'm afraid I do.
Legalized cannabis.
That's right. Bob.
There's
water is important.
There
for
is
that.
A next. Hey, Wayne, I want to get you back on the air with us because obviously we're out of time today. But there's a. If you go to their website,
yeah.
Go to tworiverswater.com. Just scroll down. Just about half. Third of the page.
And it's...
You see water on one side, and you see a thing called GrowCo on the other side.
GrowCo.
Yeah, providing state-of-the-art infrastructure for...
Here we go.
There they are.
GrowCo. Hello, so, GrowCo.
Hey, Doug, I promise you'll come back on the air with... Or Wayne, promise you'll come back on the air with us again, because I think it'd be fantastic for you to spend some time with us. And I think with respect to what you guys are doing, I don't think we were at a guest to actually talk to us about the... You know, water rights and the fact that...
All rivers flow out of that state.
All rivers flow out of that state. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Huh.
Wayne Harding, CEO, Two Rivers Water and Farming. TURV is their stocks on the public.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, it was really good, wasn't it? Tworiverswater.com. That's with the two. All right.
Why'd you ask?
Show coming up.
Two Rivers gurgling.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Found out it had nothing to do with lifting beers. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Did I hear you were hungover in Boston?
Yeah, I got a little of that.
Weren't you also hungover in Cabo?
That happened. I just don't do well with
alcohol.
Yeah,
and lack of sleep.
God,
maybe it's your existing girlfriend of 5 years.
Oh, I can't keep up.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Sully, Rusty Nails, good to have you along. Nationwide, coast to coast, TV and radio. If you're listening to us on radio and you can't see what's going on television here,
too bad.
I would suggest you go to EnvisionSolar.com because there's lots of cool video there. And it really, what's interesting about this is we don't get a chance to talk to CEOs of public companies very often. And we have Desmond Wheatley in studio today. He is the CEO and president of Envision Solar. They are publicly traded. Their stock symbol, EVSI. So one thing you never think about with solar is the intersection of advertising and solar. Talk about that, because you guys have an entire vertical around outdoor advertising.
We do. We like making sure that people get what they need. And so sometimes the best way to do that is offer it to them for free.
Yeah, man. Sully, we need a billboard, don't we?
Yeah. As it happens, it turns out that more and more people are driving electric vehicles nowadays. The infrastructure is really hard to deploy for a lot of companies that do it in a sort of traditional manner, digging up the streets and
sure.
You know, pouring cables and all that sort of stuff. So we have our EV ARC product there, which we can deploy in, as I said, 4 minutes. But the question
basically,
is...
It's basically a portable.
It is portable, but it's
in a box.
It's a transportable, but right. It's permanent once it's deployed.
Sure,
so you get this permanent installation. Last November, we signed an agreement with Outfront Media, who is the largest. I think they're the largest, not largest, second largest, but certainly most aggressive outdoor media company in the United States. Magnificent. You've seen them all over the place. If you go to New York, they've got billboards above the subways and
sure,
all that sort
this
of stuff.
Is the digital play-space media.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they do billboards and everything else.
Yeah.
So what our agreement with them is that we are going out and we are going to deploy networks of solar-powered electric vehicle charging stations across U.S. cities, and they will be advertising or sponsorship funded. And so what does that mean? That means that you, as a consumer, can drive on sunshine, guilt-free, environmental impact-free, and my favorite kind of free. Right?
By the way, what does it cost right now? I never even knew this. If you're driving a Chevy Volt or something like that's an electric power vehicle, if you pull in and charge, what's the footprint on that?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's free, right?
So I
don't call it my EV. I call it my freebie.
Yeah. But what's for the rest of the world?
You know, I mean, it's still far less expensive than gasoline. Sure. That's the way to look at it. You're paying pennies instead of dollars, basically.
Wow.
But of course, we think free's the best.
Sure.
And so with this partnership we have with Outfront Media, now you're going to see cities where we go in and we deploy networks of solar powered, even you're driving on sunshine for free.
Yeah.
And best thing, products made in America, made by a team of combat veterans and other fine people in our factory here. So driving on sunshine for free with an American made product. If there's anything better than that, write in and tell me, because I don't know what it is.
Okay, so and we've never talked about this with you, and I want to spend a few minutes before we get out of here today, but ever since the Target hack in 2011, cybersecurity has been a leading edge investment vertical. One thing you never really hear about is the security behind energy. You realize back in the same year, 2011, right here in San Diego, California, we lost the entire power grid in the entire city because of something that went wrong in Arizona. Now, it wasn't a terrorist event, although many people thought it was at the time that it happened.
It could have been.
But it opened our eyes to the fact that you're only as good, not as your perimeter, but your neighbor's perimeter.
Yep.
You guys have developed energy security as well because, if anybody's going to come after us, it's going to be the financial grid, it's going to be the power grid, right? Talk to us about that.
You do not need to bomb this country into submission. All you got to do is turn the power off for a few months.
Yeah.
Right? We're more reliant than we've ever been on electricity, and yet the grid is, it's vulnerable. We know that. We know the Russians have been in the grid. We know that other nefarious state operators, terrorists, whatever else, never mind weather, hurricanes, and all that sort of stuff.
Okay. Or just that stupid guy in Arizona that caused the big blackout here.
But it is a
scary sort of thought that terrorists could go to the power grid.
So we build products which are immune to grid interruptions. I got to tell you, my director of sales is a 30-year veteran of the U.S. Navy SEALs. He looks at what we do and he says, that'd be hard to knock that out. There's no central point of failure. Everywhere we deploy these things, they are standalone. You got to hit them individually.
Right.
So look at our biggest customer, New York City. They're buying our product there to charge electric vehicles, yes, but also, they want to know that their EVs are going to run during blackouts and brownouts. Mm-hmm. And plus, every unit that we deploy goes out with an emergency power panel on it. So first responders know that if there is a blackout or anything or any grid interruption at all, they can go up and they can connect to a very reliable, very clean source of fuel. They don't have to fuel it. They don't have to maintain it. They don't have to do anything to it. It's always ready for them.
Business. It's always the thing that you don't think about that is the most frightening. And of course, that is the... Because that type of technology can be deployed with other companies. And that's a patent technology, and that's a technology that you can license out to other solar companies.
We have multiple patents, and I'm telling you what, there shouldn't be a city, there shouldn't be a county or a state that is not putting in some kind of that's not putting in some kind of distributed generation and storage, because when the blackout comes, we are all going to pay.
You can have your own at home if you're
Desmond Wheatley,
so desire.
Did you see the digital play-space media sign there? Jared, pull that back up again real quick before we get out of here. Desmond Wheatley, ladies and gentlemen. Desmond Wheatley is the president and CEO of Envision Solar. EnvisionSolar.com. They are publicly traded. EVSI. We'll delve into the business side of this thing next time he's on the air with us next week.
Lovely song.
Yeah. See, there you go. You know, Desmond was such a music fan. Hey, listen, that's up for us for now. Chris Janikas, our director. Jared Coleman, our assistant director. Curtis Matovich, our floor director, floor cameraman, our composer, our editor, our keeper of keys.
Aiming high.
Also, Rusty Nails, RussIsFunny.com, because...
Oh, RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
Don't forget to go to EnvisionSolar.com. We're Sully Speaks everywhere and BigBizShow.com. See you tomorrow.